USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's given the order for National Guard troops to be withdrawn from the nation's capital. He says things are now under control. The president had ordered thousands of troops and federal law enforcement to the city to dominate the streets after some incidents of looting and violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser then called on him to withdraw the National Guard troops. Attorney General William Barr spoke on CBS's Face the Nation about President Trump's demand last Monday to put 10,000 active duty troops into the streets to calm the protests. Defense Secretary Mark Esper joined Chief Chair Mark Milley, and Barr objected.
Everyone agreed that the use of regular troops is a last resort, and that as long as matters can be controlled with other resources, they should be. I felt we had adequate resources and wouldn't need to use federal troops.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
As massive protests spread around the country, so have the concerns that demonstrators chanting and marching close together in large groups will lead to an outbreak of COVID-19. Officials in Seattle, San Francisco, Atlanta, and New York have asked demonstrators to get tested. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Please get that test. That is the one variable in this equation that we're not sure of.
The governor says until demonstrators get tested, they should consider themselves infected. There were also international protests once again, this one in Hong Kong.
It is a global issue. People around the world will be looking at the U.S. and thinking to themselves that obviously black lives don't seem to matter that much, but we have to remind ourselves that despite all we see going on in the U.S. and in other parts of the world, black lives do indeed matter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A barber who defied reopening guidelines has won in court. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Michigan's Supreme Court ruling in favor of a barber who defied the governor Gretchen Whitmer's coronavirus non-essential business shutdown orders. In a unanimous decision late Friday, the state's high court ruled in favor of the Owosso barber, Carl Menke. The Great Lakes News reporting the decision casts aside the governor's attempts to fine Menke and take away his business license. Menke had told reporters earlier that he would keep working until they cut off his hands.
The results of one of the largest hydroxychloroquine studies is leading the World Health Organization to consider suspending its trial once again. The recovery trial in the UK with 11,000 patients says its status shows hydroxychloroquine does not prevent patients infected with COVID-19 from death. It has since stopped its trial, and WHO chief scientist Dr. Soumya Swaminathan says it's also considering the possibility of putting things on hold. But
we will continue for now, and our committee will consider the data as it becomes available. That's what data safety monitoring committees are supposed to do.
The World Health Organization has recently resumed its hydroxychloroquine trial after The Lancet retracted a study that suggested hydroxychloroquine increased the possibility of death. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.